Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India has just achieved a historic milestone in its nuclear program, marking a significant step towards energy independence and a major boost to its long-term strategic security. This achievement is linked to the prototype Fast Breeder Reactor, or PFBR, located at Kalpakkam in Tamil Nadu, which has achieved first criticality. But what does this mean, and why is it so crucial for India's future energy plans? To understand this, let's first delve into what the PFBR is and its key features. The PFBR has a pool-type design, where the reactor core, primary coolant pumps, and intermediate heat exchangers are all immersed in a single pool of liquid sodium. This design provides passive safety, an essential aspect of nuclear reactors. Additionally, the PFBR has a negative void coefficient, meaning if the sodium coolant boils away, the reactor power decreases, which is a critical safety feature. What makes this achievement even more significant is that over 70% of the PFBR's components are manufactured in India, showcasing a major success of the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative. Now, let's explore what criticality means in the context of nuclear physics. Criticality is the state where a nuclear chain reaction becomes self-sustaining, with each nuclear fission event producing enough neutrons to trigger one more fission, on average. This is the moment a reactor goes live and begins generating heat through controlled fission. The PFBR has now achieved first criticality, and the next steps will be power ascension and grid connection. To fully appreciate the significance of this achievement, it's essential to understand India's three-stage nuclear program, designed by Dr. Homi Bhabha in the 1950s. This program is structured around India's abundant thorium reserves but limited uranium reserves. India has only about 1-2% of global uranium reserves but a substantial 25-30% of global thorium reserves. The three-stage program is designed to convert thorium, which cannot directly fuel reactors, into fissile U-233 through neutron capture in fast breeder reactors. Stage 2, where the PFBR comes into play, acts as a bridge between stage 1, which uses uranium, and stage 3, which will utilize thorium. So, what is a fast breeder reactor, and how does it work? A fast breeder reactor is a special type of nuclear reactor that produces more fissile material than it consumes, hence the term breeder. It achieves this by using fast neutrons, which are not cooled by moderators like water or graphite, and by surrounding the reactor core with a blanket of fertile material, such as uranium-238 or thorium-232. The fast neutrons convert U-238 into plutonium-239, or thorium-232 into U-233, both of which are fissile. The net result is that the reactor produces more fissile material than it started with, effectively multiplying nuclear fuel reserves. But why does the PFBR use liquid sodium as a coolant? Conventional reactors use water as a coolant, but water slows down neutrons, acting as a moderator. Fast breeder reactors need fast neutrons, so they use liquid sodium, which does not moderate neutrons and has excellent heat transfer properties. Additionally, sodium has a high boiling point of around 880 degrees Celsius, allowing the reactor to operate at atmospheric pressure. However, sodium also reacts violently with water and air, necessitating elaborate safety systems. India is now part of an exclusive club of countries operating fast breeder reactors, with only Russia having achieved this feat before. This achievement has significant strategic implications for India, particularly in terms of energy security. Once stage 3 of the nuclear program is operational, likely in the 2030s, India's vast thorium reserves can power the country for centuries without the need for uranium imports, marking a fundamental step towards energy independence. Furthermore, nuclear energy is carbon-free, aligning with India's commitment to achieve net zero by 2070, which requires massive low-carbon generation. The successful operation of the PFBR is also a validation of decades of investment in domestic nuclear technology by institutions like the Bhabha Atomic Research Center, the Indira Gandhi Center for Atomic Research, and Bhavini. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The PFBR is located at Kalpakkam in Tamil Nadu and has a capacity of 500 MW. It uses MOX, a mixture of uranium-238 and plutonium-239, as fuel and liquid sodium as a coolant. Bhavini, which stands for Bharatiya Nabhikya Vidyut Nigam Limited, is the builder of the PFBR and was incorporated in 2003 specifically for this purpose. It is worth noting that the PFBR project has faced delays, with the original target for commissioning set for 2010, but it encountered technical challenges related to sodium handling, MOX fuel fabrication, and component manufacturing. India's thorium reserves are estimated to be around 12 lakh tons, about 25-30% of global reserves, primarily found in the monazite sands of Kerala, Tamil Nadu, and Odisha beaches. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, covering science and technology, and energy. It's essential to understand the three-stage nuclear program, including its stages, rationale, and current status, as well as the principles, advantages, and safety features of fast breeder reactors. Additionally, knowledge of India's nuclear ecosystem, including institutions like BARC, IGCAR, Bhavini, and the Department of Atomic Energy, is crucial. The significance of thorium for India's energy security and the role of the Shanti Act in enabling private sector entry into civil nuclear projects are also important aspects to focus on. In conclusion, the achievement of first criticality by the PFBR at Kalpakkam marks a significant milestone in India's nuclear program, paving the way for enhanced energy security and a reduction in carbon emissions, aligning with India's commitment to a more sustainable and independent energy future.